Town Square Media Station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. Teachers, childcare workers, transportation workers, and other groups of employees will become eligible for the COVID vaccine beginning March 15th, Governor Murphy announced this morning. The new expanded group includes pre-K to 12 educators and support staff. The New Jersey Education Association, the teachers union, released a statement, though, calling on the Murphy administration to immediately extend that vaccine access to employees in higher education who are equally as exposed and equally as critical to fully reopening the state for in-person instruction. A growing number of selfless New Jersey residents are taking it upon themselves to book COVID vaccine appointments for complete strangers. Bergen County resident Carrie Boterka has grabbed spots for about 70 people over the course of 10 days.
For those people that don't have anybody, who else is there to help them if there's not people volunteering?
She says it's just a matter of switching from tab to tab on the internet and hitting refresh, refresh, refresh. A Millville child is hospitalized with serious injuries and her mother jailed on aggravated assault and endangerment charges. Police say 21-year-old Elinette Muniz and her boyfriend brought the unconscious child to the hospital with multiple severe injuries, including bruises all over her body, cuts to her nose and mouth, bleeding on the brain, and damage to her chest. She also had to be intubated. But first, they stopped for gas, this couple, and visited a liquor store on the way to the hospital. NJ.com reports Muniz told police that the little girl fell from a bunk bed, but the injuries do not match that explanation. Inside the apartment, police found multiple pieces of bloodied children's clothing and blood splatter on the walls of the child's bedroom. Muniz then admitted disciplining the child and striking her in the mouth and nose hard enough to draw blood. For the first time, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has acknowledged that some of his behavior with women, quote, may have been insensitive or too personal. On Sunday, he said he would cooperate with a sexual harassment investigation led by the state's attorney general. Cuomo has maintained he never inappropriately touched or propositioned anyone, but said he had teased people and made jokes about their personal lives in an attempt to be playful. New Jersey's tourism industry can really get creative and see a big boost thanks to legal recreational weed, according to experts in other states. Cynthia Morales with Higher Ed Hemp Tours in Texas says plenty of people want to learn more about cannabis, and many of them have never even tried it.
Contrary to popular belief, it's not just a random stoner that wants to jump in and experience this.
On a recent webinar hosted by Stockton University, experts say it's crucial that any business launch in this field has a knowledgeable workforce that can teach consumers about cannabis. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Rain, wind, and frigid temps, a great way to kick off March. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 is giving you a free spring fling. Make plans now to head down the shore to Ocean Casino Resort in Atlantic City for your free spring fling. Listen at 9:15, 1:15, and 4:15 for our secret code word. Enter it online or on our app to win your free spring fling. There's three winners every weekday. All the details are on nj1015.com. Thanks to our sponsor, Ocean Casino Resort in Atlantic City. Win your spring fling only from New Jersey 101.5.
105 now, New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Well, good afternoon. We've got some big troubles along the Newark Bay extension of the Turnpike. It is coming westbound away from the Holland Tunnel out towards the main roadway of the New Jersey Turnpike. It's a flipped-over vehicle accident. The left lane is blocked. Traffic is very tough. Now, if you go in the other way, heading towards the Holland Tunnel, you've got more construction today coming from the Newark Bay extension approach, but also causing delays on 1 and 9 getting to the Holland Tunnel. So that whole area is just a must to avoid. Unfortunately, there's some troubles getting to the Lincoln Tunnel via 495 eastbound by Tunnel. Connolly Avenue, 1 and 9. Pothole repairs in the right lane. 287 South construction coming out of Route 202. 1 and 9 in Newark. Southbound ramp at Haines Avenue is blocked off with down pole. There's also slowdowns 22 East in Union and Route 9 through Lakewood. You've got delays over in Atco. Route 30, Whitehorse Pike West at Atco Avenue. That's a crash. Heads up for delays getting around that. Not too bad across the Delaware. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 118 from the All-American Auto Group Traffic Desk. I'm Tom Rivers on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 587 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 106.
Hey guys, Phil Spadia here. Welcome back to the work week. It is Monday and Tuesday's coming up fast. Tomorrow, going to be day 352 of 15 to stop the spread. The madness has to end. It's time to take off the mask. And for most of you, you don't need the vax. Open up 100%. I'll be in 6 to 10 a.m. on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com/Bill Spadia. And I won't back
down. On average, this is New Jersey's second wettest, fourth snowiest, and fourth coldest month of the year. March is known for being a turbulent weather month with lots of temperature swings, and that's exactly what's happening here with rain, wind, and cold in the forecast over the next 24 hours. Raindrops actually wrapping up over the next few hours this afternoon, then clearing skies take over. It'll be breezy with highs near 50 this afternoon. Then tonight gets windy. Top gusts between 40 and 50 miles an hour. It'll also get very cold as lows drop to around 20, the wind chiller feels like temperature could approach the single digits overnight. I also can't rule out a snow shower, especially in North Jersey overnight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, but windy and cold. Highs only mid-30s, and that's it for the Arctic Blast. We bounce back to the mild side Wednesday. Lower 50s, sunny and dry, the nicest day of the week. We'll scale back to the 40s again on Thursday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara.
Morristown, 46 degrees. Summers Point, 47. Piscataway, 44. New Jersey, 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to NJ1015.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area, only at NJ1015.com/coronavirus. New Jersey.